Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Irrationality by Stuart Sutherland. A seminal work published in 1991, Irrationality serves as a compelling guide to understanding the maze of illogical decisions, unreasonable actions, and overall irrational behaviors that define human nature. Sutherland, with his astute observations, reveals a profound truth about humanity. We are often more irrational than rational. Through engaging analysis, the book examines the myriad reasons behind our irrationality and proposes insightful solutions to foster more logical decision-making. Stuart Sutherland, the author of Irrationality, was a renowned psychologist and writer, revered for his tenure at Oxford University and the University of Sussex. His expertise in the psychology of human behavior and decision-making, combined with personal battles such as his struggle with manic depression, detailed in his personal account, Breakdown, places him in a unique position to dissect the nuances of irrational behavior. Irrationality is an essential read for those who perceive themselves as entirely rational beings and are surprised when others are not. It's equally crucial for anyone who finds decision-making, especially rational decision-making, to be a challenge. As we unpack irrationality, prepare to explore the depths of human thought processes and understand how we can navigate the world more logically. Join us in unraveling the intricacies of the mind and discovering how to make sense of our often irrational choices. Irrationality, the enemy within. Introduction. Unveiling the mystery of our minds, a journey into our irrational selves. Embark on a journey to unravel the deep-seated irrationality that influences our daily decisions and behaviors, often without our conscious awareness. From the dawn of the Enlightenment era, the human species has prided itself on rationality, a trait that supposedly sets us apart in the animal kingdom. The notion that we are beings of logic and reason has been embedded in our collective consciousness, shaping our education, beliefs, and the very way we perceive the world around us. However, a closer look at our everyday actions and decisions reveals a startling truth. We may not be as rational as we believe. Our judgments are frequently clouded by superficial appearances. Intuition often trumps evidence, and even when faced with irrefutable facts, we sometimes stubbornly refuse to change our viewpoints. This ingrained irrationality manifests in countless aspects of our lives, from our personal relationships to our professional endeavors, often eluding detection. What then does it mean to grapple with our irrational nature, and how can we begin to recognize and address it in our daily lives? In this exploration, you will uncover the fascinating ways in which irrationality shapes our thoughts and behaviors. Discover why we are inclined to ascribe intelligence to individuals based solely on their looks, a testament to the enduring influence of appearances on our judgment. Delve into the potent force of peer pressure, capable of derailing even the most rational minds and leading them astray, and journey back to the 18th century to understand why people once believed that turmeric held the cure for jaundice, highlighting the historical persistence of irrational beliefs. As we navigate through these insights, we invite you to reflect on your own experiences of irrationality, recognizing its presence in your life and considering strategies to foster a more rational approach to the world. Through this introspective process, we can begin to demystify the complexities of our minds, embracing the challenge of transcending our irrational tendencies to pave the way for clearer thinking and more informed decision-making. Part 1: Exploring the Labyrinth of Human Irrationality, A Tale of Ignorance and Insight. In the vast expanse of human history, the concept of rationality has stood as a towering beacon of our identity. Philosophers and thinkers from Aristotle to Descartes to Kant have lauded humans as creatures of logic, capable of transcending their primal instincts through the sheer force of reason. "I think, therefore I am," Descartes famously postulated, encapsulating centuries of belief in our fundamental rationality. Yet, despite these lofty ideals, Our day-to-day experiences often paint a different picture, one where rationality seems to be more of an aspiration than a reality. Take, for instance, the instantaneous judgments we make about new acquaintances based on their appearance, bypassing a wealth of experience and understanding that screams against such superficial assessments. This propensity for snap judgments serves as a vivid illustration of our frequent detours into irrationality. But what exactly is irrationality? At its core, irrationality involves reaching conclusions without the guidance of knowledge. It's an action or belief that sidesteps the vast reservoirs of information and understanding available to us. Consider the whimsical attempt of a child trying to reach the moon by climbing a tree, a quaint image of innocence untainted by knowledge. Now juxtapose this with an adult astronomer undertaking the same endeavor, fully aware of the moon's unreachable distance. The astronomer's action morphs from a display of childlike wonder into a striking example of irrationality. Yet the interplay between knowledge and rationality isn't always straightforward. Our conclusions, even when built on the foundations of rational thought, can veer off course due to limitations in our knowledge. History is replete with such examples, like the steadfast belief in the exclusive whiteness of swans before black swans were discovered in Australia. This wasn't irrationality. It was a rational conclusion hampered by incomplete information. However, it's crucial to distinguish between the mishaps of incomplete knowledge and the deliberate choice of disregarding knowledge. Mistakes and errors do not inherently stem from irrationality. For example, a simple mathematical oversight is not irrational, but a human error. Irrationality emerges when we choose to sideline knowledge, such as dismissing a perfectly qualified candidate for a job based on unfounded biases. This brings us to the intriguing question: why do humans willingly venture into the realms of irrationality? Why do we, armed with knowledge and the capacity for logical reasoning, sometimes deliberately choose the path of ignorance? It's a conundrum that challenges our understanding of human nature, urging us to delve deeper into the labyrinthine depths of our minds to uncover the forces that drive us towards such paradoxical choices. Part 2: The Far Reach of Irrationality, From Personal Decisions to Corporate Dynamics. Imagine a world where every decision, whether made by an individual or a corporate giant, is founded on pure logic and reason. Sounds utopian, right? Unfortunately, the reality is starkly different. Irrationality is not a shadow that lurks in the corners. It walks among us, affecting decisions at both the personal and organizational levels. At the heart of personal decision-making is a phenomenon that borders on the ironic. We humans, in a bid to shield our egos and maintain a consistent self-image, often end up distorting reality. For instance, consider the simple act of choosing between two options, neither of which initially stands out as superior. Once a choice is made, there is a tendency to retroactively glorify the selected option, as if to justify our decision-making prowess. This cognitive bias trickles down to seemingly trivial matters, such as a teenager elevating the status of a chosen music album over another, despite initially rating them similarly. The preference isn't about the music, it's about preserving our sense of judgment. But the rabbit hole of irrationality goes deeper, extending its reach into financial decisions. The stock market provides a vivid tableau of this, where individuals cling to plummeting stocks out of an irrational hope or denial, even when logic dictates a hasty retreat. The decision to hold on or let go should ideally be tethered to sound reasoning, not swayed by emotional attachment or unfounded optimism. Venturing beyond the personal sphere, we see that irrationality doesn't discriminate based on scale. It imposes its will just as effectively on organizational structures, often with far-reaching consequences. One of the stark manifestations of this is in the way rewards and incentives are structured within corporations. Investment banks, for instance, are infamous for their bonus schemes that entice bankers into making risky bets. The allure of a hefty bonus overshadows the potential risks, emboldening decisions that could jeopardize the organization's stability. And when these gambles fail, it's the organization, not the individual, that bears the fallout. Furthermore, the allocation of resources within organizations often falls prey to irrational policies. Departments that squander funds might still see their budgets swell in the new fiscal year, simply because last year's budget becomes this year's baseline. This practice incentivizes wasteful spending over prudent financial management, prioritizing departmental interests over the organization's fiscal health. Whether it's an individual wrestling with personal bias or an organization grappling with flawed structures, irrationality leaves a mark that's both profound and pervasive. It serves as a reminder that logic and reason, though prized, are often relegated to the back seat in the theater of human decision-making. Unraveling this complex weave of irrational behavior presents a formidable challenge, one that demands a meticulous re-examination of our choices at every level. Part 3. The Illusion of Truth: How Timing and Emotions Skew Our Rationality. Imagine you're planning an ocean getaway, but just last night, you watched a riveting documentary on shark attacks. Suddenly, the idea feels less appealing, even though the rational part of your brain knows that shark attacks are exceedingly rare. This dichotomy between what we know and what we feel highlights a fundamental challenge in human cognition: our susceptibility to the availability error. The availability error essentially explains how the timing and emotional impact of information significantly influence our judgment, often leading us astray from rational decision-making. When emotionally charged or recently encountered information is more readily retrievable in our minds, it overshadows the statistical realities that we might be aware of. This phenomenon played out dramatically with the release of the movie Jaws, where the visceral horror on screen led to a tangible fear of swimming in the ocean among Californians, despite the statistical rarity of shark attacks. Our mental pathways are wired to give undue weight to information that elicits strong emotions or is freshly imprinted in our memory. Consider the contrast between the fear of dying in a dramatic plane crash versus the statistically more significant risk of having a stroke. The extensive media coverage and emotional weight attached to air disasters skew our perception of risk, leading us to overestimate the likelihood of such events. Another manifestation of this principle is our preference for movies with recently viewed trailers over those we might have merely read about. The vivid images and heightened emotions evoked by the trailer lodge the movie more firmly in our minds, making it the go-to choice even if we were previously interested in another film. The availability error doesn't stop at influencing our risk assessment. It extends to our interpersonal judgments through biases like the primacy error and the halo effect. The primacy error shows our propensity to cling to first impressions, allowing them to shape our lasting perception of someone or something. Meanwhile, the halo effect demonstrates our tendency to infer additional positive traits from a single observed positive trait. For instance, the correlation we draw between physical attractiveness and intelligence is a direct outcome of the halo effect, an irrational leap in logic facilitated by the availability of striking visual information. These cognitive shortcuts, while sometimes helpful in making quick decisions, more often than not, lead us down the path of irrationality. They underscore the importance of mindful awareness in our interactions with information, urging us to question our instincts and look beyond the immediate and the emotive. Bridging the gap between our perceptions and reality requires a conscious effort to prioritize knowledge over sensation, a challenge that necessitates understanding the quirks of our cognitive processes. Part 4. The Dichotomy of Social Conformity: Navigating Between Rationality and Irrationality. Adhering to social norms is commonly seen as a pillar of rational behavior in society. It guides us through daily interactions, dictating everything from the side of the road on which we drive to the basic decencies of public behavior, all with the purpose of maintaining order and predictability in a complex world. Yet, this same inclination towards conformity can sometimes lead us down a path of irrationality, where the desire to fit in overrides our better judgment. Solomon Asch's classic experiments shed light on this phenomenon. When individuals were asked to match lines of identical length, a task seemingly simple and devoid of ambiguity, the presence of Confederates deliberately choosing the wrong line led to a surprising number of participants conforming to the incorrect choice. This wasn't a matter of not knowing the correct answer. It was about the overwhelming pressure to conform, to not stand out as different or wrong in a group setting. But the influence of social expectations doesn't stop in controlled experimental settings. It spills over into real-world decisions, particularly those that are publicly announced. There's a tangible weight to public declarations. Saying you'll do something out loud to others instills a sense of obligation, a commitment not just to the action but to the social identity it represents. This phenomenon manifests vividly in situations where individuals stick to previously announced decisions, even in the face of compelling reasons to choose otherwise. The social cost of changing one's mind, of appearing indecisive or inconsistent, often outweighs the rational benefits of adapting one's position based on new information. Advertisers have long capitalized on this aspect of human behavior. Studies show that individuals who verbally commit to a purchase in public are significantly more likely to follow through than those who make a private note of their intention. This isn't just a matter of remembering or forgetting about a product. It's about the psychological commitment that comes from a public declaration and the societal expectation to align actions with words. The darker side of this commitment to publicly declared positions is what's known as the boomerang effect. Once a person vocally commits to a belief, especially in a public or confrontational setting, challenging that belief often doesn't lead to reconsideration, but to entrenchment. The more one's public stance is attacked, the more vigorously one defends it, not necessarily out of a continued belief in its validity, but out of a deep-seated need to maintain consistency and save face. This duality of social conformity, where on one hand it serves as the glue that holds society together, and on the other, it encourages the persistence of irrational beliefs and decisions, presents a complex challenge. It compels us to question the delicate balance between fitting in and thinking for ourselves, between the comfort of consensus and the courage to stand alone. Navigating this dichotomy requires a keen awareness of the forces at play and a willingness to embrace rationality, even when it means standing apart. Part 5: Rewards and Choices. Unraveling the complex web of irrational motivations. The concept of rewards as a form of motivation is almost universally accepted, integrated into everything from educational systems to workplace strategies. It seems straightforward, doesn't it? Do well, get a reward, and be motivated to do even better next time. However, the reality of how rewards affect us is counterintuitive, and upon closer examination, reveals a surprising twist on what drives human behavior. Starting with verbal praise, it's evident that this form of encouragement tends to have a lasting positive impact. When someone internalizes praise, it becomes a self-sustaining motivator, propelling them forward and fueling further achievements. Contrastingly, physical rewards, while superficially enticing, often lead to the opposite effect. Contrary to the common belief that they enhance performance, studies show that tangible rewards can actually dampen enthusiasm and decrease performance. A revealing experiment with college students tasked with writing newspaper headlines demonstrates this paradox. Participants were split into two groups, with one being promised monetary compensation while the other was not. Counter to what one might expect, the unpaid group produced more headlines, suggesting that the prospect of a monetary reward hindered the performance of the other group. This insight underscores the idea that fostering intrinsic motivations, such as the desire for self-improvement, is far more effective than dangling the carrot of physical rewards. The importance of self-motivation extends to educational settings, where the manner in which feedback is provided plays a significant role in student engagement and learning. Specific and constructive feedback is shown to be a powerful motivator, encouraging students to view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. Another profound driver of human behavior is the concept of choice, or more specifically, the deprivation thereof. An experiment involving 10-year-old children and toy preferences elegantly illustrates this point. When children were arbitrarily given their favorite toy by an experimenter without being allowed to make the choice themselves, their enjoyment of the toy significantly diminished. This reaction hints at a deeper psychological undercurrent, where being deprived of the autonomy to choose, even in seemingly trivial matters, can lead to irrational dissatisfaction. This exploration into the mechanics of rewards and choice reveals a complex landscape where rational expectations often clash with irrational outcomes. Understanding these dynamics not only challenges our preconceptions about motivation and decision-making, but also offers invaluable insights into fostering environments that truly encourage growth and engagement. As we navigate this intricate web, it's clear that the path to effective motivation and satisfaction is less about external incentives and more about nurturing intrinsic values and the freedom to choose. Part 6. When emotions cloud judgment, the road to irrational decisions. The age-old battle between logic and emotion continues to define much of the human experience. While logic seeks to guide us with clear, reasoned paths, our emotions often lead us down roads less rational but profoundly human. It is these emotions, with their profound impact on our perception and decision-making, that often steer us toward irrationality. To understand this phenomenon, it's crucial to differentiate between emotions and feelings. Whereas feelings might encompass physical states like being cold or tired, emotions are complex psychological states that combine feelings with specific tendencies to act and think. Emotions such as stress, depression, and jealousy not only color our worldview but actively shape our decisions, often in ways that deviate from purely rational paths. Consider the impact of depression. It narrows one's perspective, painting the world in shades of gray and stripping away the vibrance that might inspire more positive or hopeful decisions. Conversely, an optimist, buoyed by a generally positive emotional state, might overlook potential risks, seeing only favorable outcomes even when caution would be advisable. The influence of emotions on rational decision-making becomes even more apparent under stress. In one study, participants tasked with solving anagrams performed significantly worse when threatened with electric shock, a stress-inducing scenario. Under the cloud of stress, their ability to carefully consider alternatives diminished, leading to a higher rate of incorrect choices and a tendency to commit to decisions without thorough evaluation. But the road to irrationality is not paved solely by the sway of emotions. Equally contributory is our resistance to information that contradicts our pre-existing beliefs. This tendency, a form of confirmation bias, sees us seeking out and prioritizing information that reinforces our views while sidestepping evidence that might challenge them, even when such challenges could lead to more accurate understanding and better decision-making. This bias can be so strong that it leads individuals to gravitate towards scenarios that reinforce negative self-perceptions. In a study, students with low self-esteem showed a preference for roommates who shared similarly negative views of them, illustrating how the need for validation can eclipse the desire for self-improvement. Together, these elements, our emotions and our biases, forge a complex landscape where irrationality often takes root. They remind us that being human is to navigate a world where feelings and facts intertwine, where the quest for rationality is a constant struggle against the tide of our instincts and desires. Understanding this interplay is crucial, not just for recognizing the irrationalities in our decisions, but for finding ways to mitigate their influence, paving a path toward more balanced and reasoned choices. Part 7. The Mirage of Connections. How irrationality blurs our understanding of cause and effect. Human history is brimming with examples of our struggle to discern patterns and connections in the world around us. From ancient civilizations attributing weather changes to the whims of gods, to modern-day misconceptions about health and disease, our journey towards understanding causality has been anything but straightforward. A striking illustration of this challenge is the delayed recognition of the link between smoking and lung cancer, a connection that eluded scientists until the groundbreaking work of Richard Doll and Richard Petto in the 1970s exposed the statistical correlations. So, what leads us astray in identifying such crucial connections? At its core, our difficulty often stems from an irrational approach to interpreting numbers and statistics, compounded by a propensity to confuse the relationships between causes and effects. One pervasive error is our inclination to incorrectly estimate the likelihood of related events based on how information is presented. Take the example of people believing it more probable for a mother with blue eyes to have a daughter with blue eyes than the converse. This oversight reflects a fundamental misunderstanding. The probability in both scenarios is identical, merely reframed through language. Yet, perhaps more insidious is the tendency to perceive cause and effect relationships where none exist, what's known as an illusory correlation. Historical examples abound, like the belief held until the 18th century that turmeric, with its vibrant yellow hue, could cure jaundice, simply because both share a common color. This leap from mere association to presumed causation illustrates how easily we latch onto superficial connections. The field of psychoanalysis provides further evidence of our predilection for drawing baseless cause and effect conclusions. Often, psychoanalysts might attribute a patient's improvement to their therapeutic interventions, overlooking the possibility of placebo effects or other external factors contributing to recovery. Studies have shown that the outcomes from placebo treatments, where a practitioner merely listens and responds without applying any specific psychoanalytic techniques, can rival or surpass those attributed to traditional psychoanalysis. These examples underscore a critical insight. Just because two events occur simultaneously or share similar traits does not imply a causal relationship. Our predisposition towards seeing connections, while a testament to our pattern-seeking nature, often leads us into the trap of irrational thinking. Navigating the intricate web of causality requires a disciplined approach to evidence and a willingness to question our intuitive leaps. By embracing a more rational perspective, we can better distinguish between the mirages of correlation and the realities of cause and effect, enhancing our understanding of the world and our place within it. Part 8: The Perils of Overconfidence and the Illusion of Intuition. Navigating through life's myriad decisions, from the mundane to the momentous, we often lean on our intuition, a seemingly innate compass that guides our judgments and choices. Yet there's a hidden snare in this reliance. Overconfidence in our intuitive assessments can lead us down a path of irrationality, with sometimes critical consequences. Consider the seemingly simple tasks that punctuate our daily lives, such as gauging the adequacy of a parking space or estimating how long it takes to boil an egg. Our intuition whispers assurances, bolstered by a sense of confidence in our judgments. However, studies reveal a stark disconnect between our confidence levels and our actual abilities. In one instance, individuals certain of their spelling prowess could only spell 80% of their words correctly. Similarly, a sweeping majority of British drivers, 95% to be precise, believed themselves to be better than the average driver, a statistical impossibility that underscores the pervasive nature of overconfidence. This overconfidence is not merely an intriguing psychological phenomenon. It bears tangible risks and repercussions. A striking example occurred at the Browns Ferry nuclear reactor in Alabama, where a technician's overconfident use of a candle to check for an air leak led to a catastrophic fire. Beyond the confines of nuclear reactors, overconfidence in our gut feelings shapes less dramatic but equally consequential decisions, such as evaluating a candidate during a job interview. An interviewer's gut instinct might lead them to favor a candidate based on subjective criteria, such as perceived confidence or physical appearance, rather than objective measures of capability. This approach, influenced by the halo effect, betrays a fundamental irrationality, privileging intuition over empirical evidence. To counteract the pitfalls of overconfidence and the deceptive allure of intuition, we must turn to a more rational and evidence-based decision-making approach, actuarial prediction. This method, grounded in data analysis and mathematical computation, offers a more objective and reliable basis for judgments. By shifting away from intuitive assessments and embracing a more structured evaluation process, we can mitigate the risks of overconfidence and make more informed, rational decisions. The journey towards rationality demands a critical examination of our inherent biases and a willingness to adopt methods that challenge our intuitive leanings. As we recalibrate our decision-making processes to incorporate actuarial prediction, we can navigate the complexities of the world with greater clarity and precision, safeguarding against the foibles of overconfidence and intuition. Part 9. Unlocking Rationality Through the Lens of Statistics. In the tapestry of human decision-making, the threads of rationality and irrationality intertwine in complex patterns. While navigating life's personal choices, from dinner selections to career paths, the pressing need for rationality might seem less pronounced. After all, the stakes of such decisions, marred by countless unknowns, might not always demand the precise calculation that rationality entails. Yet, the significance of rationality cannot be overstated, particularly when we step into the collective realm of society. Fields such as engineering and medicine not only benefit from but require a rational approach, where the cost of irrationality can be dire. How then, amidst the myriad challenges that decision-making presents, can one cultivate a more rational mindset? The answer lies in the disciplined study of statistics, a field that, perhaps surprisingly, holds the key to enhancing our rational capacities. Across disciplines, from economics to medicine, the foundational knowledge of statistics equips individuals with the tools necessary to navigate the complexities of choice and consequence with a grounded perspective. Consider an illustrative example. When faced with the question of which hospital, a large one with an average of 45 births per day, or a smaller one with 15, is more likely to have days where 60% of births are male, the intuitive response might fail us. It is through statistical reasoning that we uncover the truth. The smaller hospital, due to the law of large numbers, is more susceptible to such fluctuations. This principle illustrates that with greater repetitions of a random event, the observed outcomes are more likely to align with the true probabilities. Thus, in the larger hospital, the expected 50 gender ratio among newborns is more likely to manifest consistently. But the utility of statistics extends beyond deciphering probabilities. It is instrumental in applying utility theory to our decisions. Utility theory advocates for a decision-making process that not only considers the desirability of an outcome, but also its likelihood, providing a balanced framework for rational choice. By quantifying both these aspects, statistics guide us in weighing our options in a manner that aligns with our priorities and the realities of chance. In embracing the principles of statistical thinking, we arm ourselves with a potent tool against the pitfalls of irrationality. It imbues our decisions with a depth of understanding that transcends gut feelings and subjective biases, enabling us to approach the uncertainties of life with a reasoned and informed stance. The journey towards enhanced rationality, therefore, is one paved with numbers, probabilities, and the invaluable insights of statistical analysis. Part 10. Navigating Rationality: The Power of Question Formulation and Decision Lists. In our quest to make rational decisions amidst the complexities of life, understanding the nuances of statistics serves as a powerful ally, particularly when grappling with intricate issues. However, statistics' utility is matched by its complexity, rendering it an impractical tool for everyday decisions. Fortunately, there are simpler, more accessible strategies at our disposal to ward off the pitfalls of irrational thinking. A critical first step in this journey is the awareness of how the phrasing of a question can profoundly sway our answers. A fascinating study illustrates this phenomenon. One group of participants faced a choice regarding a hypothetical disease, weighing the guarantee of saving 200 lives against a 1/3 chance of saving all 600 affected individuals. Another group encountered a seemingly different dilemma, choosing between a 2/3 risk of 600 deaths or the certainty of 400 deaths. Despite the stark difference in responses, both scenarios encapsulate the same dilemma, merely presented in a different light. This stark disparity underscores the influential power of framing on our decision-making processes. Similarly, the structure of scales can subtly but significantly influence our responses. Whether it's reporting the frequency of headaches with a limited range of options or rating satisfaction on a skewed scale, individuals often gravitate towards middle choices, potentially misrepresenting their true feelings or experiences. Recognizing and accounting for these biases can aid in navigating the maze of decision-making with greater clarity. Another pragmatic tool in the arsenal against irrationality is the simple act of listing pros and cons. This method is particularly advantageous for complex decisions, where our cognitive capacity to juggle multiple factors simultaneously is limited. Writing down these considerations forces us to externalize our thought process, allowing for a more comprehensive and balanced evaluation of our options. It transforms an abstract mental exercise into a tangible and manageable analysis, reducing the risk of overlooking critical information. By embracing these straightforward strategies, acknowledging the impact of question framing, and employing the methodical approach of listing pros and cons, we equip ourselves with practical tools to foster more rational decision-making. These techniques stand as testaments to the power of critical thinking, enabling us to cut through the fog of bias and uncertainty with precision and discernment. In the end, the journey towards rationality is not paved with complex calculations, but with the keen observation of our thought processes and the disciplined evaluation of our choices. Final summary. The essence of our journey through the intriguing landscape of human decision-making reveals a profound truth. Our natural inclination towards irrationality can often lead us astray, impeding our ability to make sound decisions. The myriad examples and insights discussed highlight how, from the misinterpretation of probabilities to the sway of emotions, our thinking processes are fraught with biases and fallacies that cloud our judgment. However, the message is far from pessimistic. On the contrary, it shines a light on the potential for growth and improvement in our decision-making capabilities. By embracing statistical thinking, we unlock a more objective and grounded approach to understanding the odds and outcomes of the choices before us. This does not entail abandoning intuition entirely, but rather augmenting it with a rational framework that allows for more precise and accurate evaluations. Furthermore, the simple yet effective practice of listing the pros and cons of a given situation emerges as a powerful tool to counterbalance our limitations in processing complex information. By externalizing our thoughts, we gain clarity and perspective, facilitating a more holistic and balanced consideration of our options. At its core, the journey towards enhanced rational decision-making is one of mindfulness and self-reflection. It requires us to critically examine our assumptions, acknowledge our biases, and strive for a more disciplined and thoughtful approach to the challenges we face. In doing so, we embark on a path of clearer thinking, where the fog of irrationality gradually lifts, revealing a landscape of possibilities informed by reason, evidence, and careful deliberation. The insights and strategies discussed are not merely academic exercises, but practical tools for navigating the uncertainties of life with greater confidence and competence. By cultivating a rational mindset, we equip ourselves with the means to make better choices, leading to more favorable outcomes and a deeper understanding of the world around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.